Monday the 14th of July, Yud Aru Tammuz, Rabbi Nosson Weiss, Talmide Avraham Avinu, and Bilom.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, so last week we read Parsha about the Nevuah of Bilom and the card Parsha, and I'd like to discuss, bring down to earth a little bit the union of prophets and Klolos. How, what's the power of the Klolos and what's the power of the Brocha? Right. Well, we have to say 100 brochas every day, as everyone knows. Today we just finished davening Shemayne Esrei. Shemayne Esrei is full of brochas. Right? The whole inyan, the tefillah of Klal Yisrael, is just brochas. We say brochas on everything, right? And what is a brocha? So we daven today in Shemayne Esrei, Boruch Oleinu Et Hashono Hazoit Ves Kol Minei Suvoso L'Toivo. The same brocha of Neho Adomo. In Parshas Lech Lecho, it says Va'avurecho Chol B'momen. But Mizaynoisov Shel Odom Tzuvin Loim Rosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah. So Yerushalayim already asked the question, like, how do we daven every day that everybody has a din on Rosh Hashanah, and everything that happens to him in Olam Hazeh is set out by the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Sefer HaChaim, Sefer HaMeitzrim, and no, it can't be changed. And if it can't be changed, so what's the meaning that we say Boruch Oleinu Et Hashono Hazois, right? Okay, so I go back to the beginning. It says by Avraham Avinu, Ve'eskol Goy Godol, right in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecho, in the first conversation that he has with the Ribbono Shel Olam, it says Ve'eskol Goy Godol Va'avurecho Kol Agad L'Shemecho Ve'yei Brocho. Rashi says, what is Ve'yei Brocho? Habrochis nesunois biyotcho, they're yours. Ad achsho hoyu biyodi, until then they were in my hand. Birakti l'odom v'noyach, I gave a brocha to Odom and to Noyach. Umi achsho ato tovorich et asher tachtoi. But from now on, the brochas are yours, and you will give a brocha to you, whoever you want. Then the next posting says, v'avorechucho mevorachecho, umekalelcho or. So it's a very interesting Targum Yonasim in Ozeel on that. It says, Va'avorich yas kahanayo deparsim yadeon betzilut. The ones who bless you, I will bless. That's the kahanim who spread their hands in davening. Umevorichim yas benoch, and bless your children. Umekalel cho'or is Bilom. Bilom de melate tiasoin. Bilom who curses them. Eloit v'yiktalune v'pizgam decheres. So I'll curse him and they'll kill him on the blade of a sword, right? So right away Avraham is presented to us as the Mekor HaBrocha, and the Zel Umazet to Avraham, the side against, is Bilom, and Bilom is the source of Klola in the world. And this also is picked up in by Chazal in Pirkei Ovis, right? Okay. It says in Pirkei Mishneh Chof Gimel, Kol mi sheyesh bar shloisha dvorim halolu is mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu, is the Talmid of Avraham, ushloisha dvorim achirim, the ones that are against it, kol mi talmidov shel Bilom Arosho, he is from the Talmidim of Bilom. Ayin toivo, ruach nemucho, v'nefesh shefolo, and Ayin toiv is Avraham Avinu was there. Big Goyin El Chesed, and he was a Machnas Orifim. He was a generous eye towards everyone. The Ruach Nemucho, and Onov, and he said, Onoichi Ofer Ve'efer, the Nefesh Shefolo, and he was a person who was content with what he had. He told Melech Doim, when he was entitled to everything that he captured, he said, In Mikut Va'atzroich now, he won't take anything. Shaloi Toimar, Ani Hasharti Et Avraham. So he's from the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Ayin Ro, the Ruach Gevoyo v'Nefesh Rechovo, those who have the opposite midas, Ayin Ro and Ruach Gevoyo and Nefesh Rechovo, they're Talmidim of Bilom Harosh. So once again, you have this, the in Chazal, this, no, Zel Umazel, one against the other, this face-off between Avraham Avinu and Bilom, and between his midas and the midas of Bilom. Bilom who had Ayin Ro, Vayitzor Es Einov, and look, he tried to put in the Ayin Hora into Klal Yisrael, and Ruach Gevoyo, he didn't want to go with the lower members, Bullock sent him, not such choshev of people. He says, Lo yisiti, Hashem doesn't give me to give with to go with people who are in a low status like you. And he's a nefesh ruchovo. And yitin li bilon Bullock malai kesef malai beisai kesef azor. So he had somebody, he wanted a lot of money, right? So this is a recurrent theme, apparently, Avram versus Bilam. Starts from the beginning, and it continues, and it's picked up by Chazal, right? Okay. This is a very interesting Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos, we know there's halachas of how to say a bracha, and the Gemara here says on that mem on the base that any bracha which you don't say that Hashem is Melech Lo'olam is not a good bracha. So if you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Sha'akol Nir Bidvoray, you are not yoytzeh the bracha. Every bracha needs Melech Lo'olam, right? So Tosfos asks the question: our most important bracha on Mem Amud Beis here, that's the halacha, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Our most important bracha is the first bracha of Shemayne Esrei. As a matter of fact, in the entire Shemayne Esrei, we never say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Lo'olam. We start our Shemayne Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchok Elokei Yaakov. But nowhere in Shemayne Esrei do we have a bracha which says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Lo'olam. So Tosfos asks the question, how could it be that our most important bracha, the one which, like, the Kavone is Ma'akiv in this bracha, and we call Adeus, and you have to say it over. And the reason why we don't say it over is because we're so bad at Kavanah that the Mishnah Berurah says that if we didn't have Kavanah the first time, who says we'll have Kavanah the second time? But Lamaisa, you weren't Yaisa, and you're Makriya to say it over. So how could that be that our most important bracha doesn't contain the words Melech Lo'olam? So Taisa says, Birchah Shel Shemayne Esrei, Ein Bo Malchus, Dein Aboyim B'Sichu V'Chassim, Ein Shaif Malchus. Abel Aleki Avram, so Tosfos answers, Aleki Avram habit moy malchus, the Avram of Inu Himu Kakurish Borchu Akul Oilam, Shehoidia Malchusai. So Tosfos Amem on Mem Beis, also Tosfos Amem Tet on Mem Aleph, right? Tosfos says, yeah, that all the brochas of Shemayne Esrei are brochas Muka Vachabrito, right? Yinami Aleki Avram Hainu Malchus, Yinaminon, Mishanibro Oilam, Vayhoyo Odom, Shekora Kodesh Baruch Hu Odain Ad Shebo Avraham. Okay. Now, what is Malchus Shemayim? Okay. The Gemara says in Brachos also that what's called Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim. What we do in the morning with the Brachos of Kriyas Shema and Tefillah, the Gemara calls that's Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim Shleima. Like, what is a complete Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim? Person puts on his Tefillah, says Kriya Shema and Davin, that's called Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim Shleima, right? Okay, so this is what Avram did in the world, right? Okay, and Avram brought this midah called Malchus Shemayim because he's the one who called the Ribbono Shel Olam in Odin. So what does that mean? Apparently, that's the relationship with Bracha and Klola that we're looking for. We need the Ribbono Shel Olam to be Melech Olam, and the one who creates that idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech Lo'olam is Avraham Avinu. So let's tie that to the midas of Avraham. Avraham has an ayin toiv, and there's a ruach nemucho, and he has a nefesh shfolo. So it depends where things come from. But a brocha means that things come from the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is the makor of brocha. And as long as I'm connected to the source of all brachas, so then there's no scarcity. Like, and I learned economics in school, so the definition of economics that I was taught is economics is the study of distribution of scarce resources. In other words, the world only has a limited amount of goods, and there's not enough to go around for everyone. And you have to study the best way of how to distribute it so that it's the most efficient, the most people get the most out of it. That's the study of economics. In order to be free of the necessity for economics, you have to be in a world of bracha. In a world of bracha, you're there's no reason for a lack of generosity. I mean, I can be as generous as I please because, after all, it's not my money. I'm tapped into a limitless source. So then, what will it cost me if I give something away, right? And also, for the same reason, I'm never proud because I can't say klechi v'oitzem yodi osoli asachayu azeh. I never am proud of myself for my achievements, my accomplishments. All I am is a conduit to give the bracha of the Ribbono Shel Olam and spread it around, right? And that's all I am. The bracha comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no reason to hold of myself very much, right? There's also, that's the union of the nefesh shefolo. The Ribbono Shel Olam, a person should never say, ani hasharti es Avram, just like Avram didn't want the Melech Sodom to say it, right? Because he himself wouldn't say it. Like we all say to ourselves, ani hasharti es Atzmi. But Avram says, and nobody should say, ani hasharti es Avram, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who makes me rich. So I don't have to, my security is not in the amount of possessions that I have, and it's not in the amassing wealth or gold and silver. I don't need my house to be full of gold and silver, because I'm always tapped into the source of bracha. That's the inyan of the bracha of Avram. And the bracha of Avram comes from the fact that he's able to be mamlich to Ribbono Shel Olam, and he establishes that, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like he created the world, he's still the master of it, and that's what the inyan of the brochas of Avram are, and that's what it means that Avram is the Heye Brocha. Avram is the source of all the brochas. As the Ribbono Shel Olam said, until you came along and made me the Melech Olam, so then there was no brocha in the world. The world was a limited place, and you had to study economics, and there was only as much resources as there were, and any bracha that came into it, I would have to give it. So I'm the one who gave the bracha to Adam Rishon, I'm the one who gave the bracha to Noach, Kruer Vu, but now that you're here, I don't need to give any brachas, because there's somebody who's connecting to the source of bracha, through whom the bracha flows out to the world, right? Contrast that's the union of Klolo, of Bilam. Bilam was also a great Novi. The reason why he's the beginner of the long tradition. If we look at Avraham Avinu is truly an amazing person. He's a giant, because 3,400 years after he started at spreading his ideas, if you look around the world today, never mind we who are Bnei Bonov, but even the Bnei Noach who accepted monotheism, if you ask any of them where their connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam begins, they'll all tell you it begins in Abraham. Avraham Avinu is the source by all monotheists of the connection that people have to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the one who connected, that's what it means. He's an Av Hamoyin Goyim, and he's the one who made the Ribbono Shel Olam into an Odayim, so that not only we, but the entire world who found the Ribbono Shel Olam found him through Avram. He accepted the Adnus of the Ribbono Shel Olam comes about through Avram. Vaistois says that the Soid of Bilam, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his book and the book of Bilam, and Gemara says in Avodah Zorah that the reason why there was a person called Bilam is because the Moshe Rabbeinu have a taina that you didn't give us a Novi. You gave Klal Yisrael a Novi, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he brought them down the Torah, and you didn't give us a Novi. If we would have had a Novi from ourselves, maybe we also could have amounted to something. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, in order to meet that taina, gave the Ummah Yisraelim Bilam, and Bilam was on a madrega in terms of, it says in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisraeli HaTorah, a Novi is not an ordinary person. A Novi is somebody who is way, way above most people in how he's worked out in self-control and in his intellectual gifts and his ability to focus and to focus his attention and his concentration always in the Dvekus to Hashem. In order to be a Novi, you have to be like that. And Bilam also had these characteristics and these qualities, otherwise he couldn't have been this great Navi, which is a parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what went wrong with Bilam? Bilam could also have Talmidim, and just like there was a Moshe Rabbeinu, there should have been a Bilam Rabbeinu, right? So what went wrong? That's what Chazal are telling us in Pirkei Avos. What went wrong is the Midas of Bilam. Because the Midas of Bilam are different than the Midas of Avraham. The Midas of Bilam are the Midas of Klol. And the Midas are Ayin Ro, and Ayin Ro is Kino, right? Because you're never generous, because you feel that what other people have is depriving you in some way, right? Okay? And he's Ruach Gevoyo. Ruach Gevoyo means I feel that I have some power and I have the ability to accomplish something, because that's the source of all Gaiva. And there's a Nefesh Rechova. A Nefesh Rechova comes from insecurity. In other words, I live in a limited world, an economic world, where there's only so much to go around, and therefore it helps me to have a lot of gold and silver, because I'm not connected to the source, right, which is a shefa of brocha. Because Bilam connects to some other face of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is called Keil Zoyin B'Kol Yoyin. The connection of Dessler says the connection of Bilam to the Ribbono Shel Olam was through Tzad. I should explain. Because we're talking about Malchus. And Malchus depends a lot on Din. Right, the British government doesn't have enough police in order to prevent people from robbing each other. If every single person in London wanted to steal from every other person, there aren't enough police in London to stop it. Right, the reason why that doesn't happen is because people have respect for the law, and respect for the law somewhere is associated with the might of the law, right, with the idea that and not only the might of the law, but that we live in a fair and just society, right? And the rules are administered fairly and with justice, right? And if we don't live in a society like that, then it becomes a problem. Crime starts to skyrocket and people start to behave, like it says in the Gemara, Ilav Malchus Kogorim, Ishes Ochiv Chaim Beloy. Everyone would swallow everyone else. So there is that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam has a midah called Kas, a midah sadin, Keil Zoyin B'Kol Yoyin, right? Because the energy of din is anger, the desire to crush and to suppress, right? So there's also a ponim shozam. The connection of Bilam to the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the connection of din, whereas the connection of Avraham to the Ribbono Shel Olam is through a connection of chesed. So din, Bilam always perceives the world in terms of its limitations, and he takes the world that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave, right, and which we have, and he says, okay, here it is, he gave it to us, and I agree that he gave it to us, but now that he gave it to us, this is how much there is, and since this is how much there is and there is no more, so you gotta make the most of it. And everybody has to use his brains and his skill to get as much of it as he can. And if I don't get my share, then somebody else will get it. And therefore, if you take the world as not always being connected to the limitless source, but you take the world as being cut off, so then at some point you have to start worrying about yourself. And the way you start worrying yourself is with these three midas. In other words, you can't help having these three midas. That's the idea of midas. Midas are an outcome of how you look at the world. If I look at the world that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the master and I'm connected, so I automatically, it doesn't make sense to me to be jealous. So I automatically have an ayin tov and I'm a generous person. And I automatically am humble because everything is under the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not because I'm working on myself and I'm suppressing the anti-emotions. It's because that's the way I should see the world. If I see the world that way, then that's the way it makes sense. So if that's the way it makes sense, that's the way I am. Whereas if I see the world as a limited place, which the Ribbono Shel Olam Taki created it, but now that he created it, it's here, and it's here, I have to take it the way it is. I can't always keep going back and dragging more and more. It's not obviously, you know, unlimitedly interconnected. There's a din and a cheshbon, and you have to be fair, and it has to be distributed, and the Ribbono Shel Olam only gives with, you know, as much as the din says to give, like from Roshonu to Roshonu. There's an Oysev Shel Olam Ktsuvin Loi. Everything is all measured and weighed, and that's how much there is, and now that's how much there is, that's how much there is. So I automatically develop these midas because that's the midas that it makes sense that I need to survive. I can't be overly generous because there's only so much to go around. And I have to worry about my security, so I have to worry about amassing wealth. And if I'm successful, I have to feel that I had something to do with it, so therefore I have some feeling of pride, right? So this is the idea of Avraham versus Bilam, the view of Brocha and the view of Klol, right? So what we do in with our Brochas is a very important thing then, right? We're the remnants of Avraham Avinu, right? As we say in the first Brocha in Shemayin Esrei, when we introduce ourselves to the Rabbi Shalom, Elekeinu v'Elekei Aviseinu, Elekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchok, Elekei Yankov, Elekei Hagodol, Hagibor v'Anoy, Elekei Elyon, Goyimel Chasodim Toimim, Elekei Hakoel, V'Zoyche Echaz De'Ovois, U'Mevi Goyel Livnei V'Neim. So how do I introduce myself to the Rabbi Shalom? I introduce myself, I'm a grandson of Avraham Avinu. This is my first bracha, my most important bracha in Shemayin Esrei, and I'm identifying myself, and I say, who am I? I'm using protexia, the Jewish way, right? And, you know, like when saying Jewish geography right away, we're saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, you know, I may not amount to much, but you know who my grandfather was? I look at Avraham, look at Yitzchok, look at Yaakov, and what's the pshat? You know, that's what we're doing, because we're Enochinami. About it, there's such a thing as Chusovis, and there's such a thing as Brisovis, but what we're doing is something much more profound. What we're doing is we're continuing the bracha that the Ribbono Shel Olam brought through Avraham to the world. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, Vayi bracha, you have the koyach to be mechaber the world to me, because you're the one who called me Odin, and you're mechabel on yourself Ol Malchus Shamayim. So if you're mechabel on yourself Ol Malchus Shamayim, then, you know, I take am the Melech Ho'olam through you, and if I'm the Melech Ho'olam through you, then the world is always connected to me, and it's always connected to the limitless source. And it says in all the Mefarshim that Brocha is not a blessing. Brocha is, I don't bless the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does it mean, the idea that I'm giving the Ribbono Shel Olam a blessing? Who am I to give the Ribbono Shel Olam a blessing? So are all the English translations wrong? They said, blessed are you, Hashem, like I'm giving him a blessing. So Rav Chaim Volozhin speaks about this, and he says, yeah, I'm truly giving the Ribbono Shel Olam a blessing. Because the Lashon Brocha means Brecha. Brecha is like there's a bor, is a well which has water that people put into it, but it doesn't have a source. It's a limited body of water which is filled by rain or by people artificially, and it only holds the amount of water that it contains. A Brecha is like a spring with its own source. It's called Mayim Chaim. Mayim Chaim means it's alive, because it's connected to the source of life, and no matter how much water you keep taking out of it, right, that there's never, it's an inexhaustible supply. So in order, the world functions in two ways, because the world is truly something that the Ribbono Shel Olam filled, but it's like a well, and it could be emptied, right? Like we see, everything in the world is a limited amount. Life is limited, and there's a certain number of days, and then it finishes. And all things in the material world that the Ribbono Shel Olam created, everything deteriorates and disintegrates, and eventually life ends in death. That's one way. That's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, right? And that's the way the world is. In order to make the world different, right, we have to connect it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the world should be a brecha. because when it's connected, it's like never. It's like Mayim Chaim. It's a never-ending source. So there's no amount, no matter how much you draw out of it, there's always more there, right? That's the second broken Shemayin Esrei. V'nemon atu l'hachyu ismeisim. The Rosh Hashanah is mechalkel chayim b'chesed. Is on chayim meisim b'rachamim rabin. And this is the idea of brocha and brecha. So I'm doing a toivet to the Rebbeinu Shloim. Because the way he created the world, unless there is an Avram or one of his children who say a brocha and connect the world back to him, then the truth is that the world is like an exhaustible source. It's a study in economics, and you have to know how to distribute the scarce resources, and that's all there is, and there is no more. And the Rebbeinu Shloim doesn't want it to be like that. He's a Baal Chesed. His Chesed is Midah is limitless. He'd like to give and give and give, but he can't because the world is not connected to him, and there's only what there is, what he put into it, and there's no more. In order for there to be more and for him to be able to do Chesed, somebody has to connect the world back to the Rebbeinu Shloim and say that, no, it's not, even though he created it, but he's still connected to it, and he still is mashpia into it, and the chesed flows into it, and it's limitless. And when I do that, I'm giving him a bracha, because I'm allowing him to be able to do what he wants to do, and he needs me to be able to do it. He needs Avram Avinu to be able to do it. He can only be this type of melech ha'olam once Avram Avinu calls him an Odin, right? And this is what we do with Shemayin Esrei. This is called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayin. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayin means that when we daven every day, when Jews say there are 100 brachas, these 100 brachas are the ones that line up with the B'nai of Avram Avinu, and he called the Rebbeinu Shloim Odin, and he was the source of bracha. And we're doing the same thing. We're giving 100 brachas, all of us, to the Rebbeinu Shloim, and we're calling him in each bracha the Melech Olam, the Adoin HaKoil. We're giving the world back to him. When we give the world back to him, we are able to continue this endless flow that the Rebbeinu Shloim started through Avraham Avinu, and the bracha flows into the world through us. So that even though Mizaynaisov Shel Olam Ksubin Loim Rosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah, but that's this world. The world is renewed on Rosh Hashanah for another year. The Bria is for 1 year at a time, and the Rebbeinu Shloim created it, and here it is, and there's only so much and no more. And now, in order for there to be more possibilities, you have to connect it each day, and that's what we do every day in our davening. Because what there is could be connected, and if it's connected, then from what there is, there could be a limitless flow. There's no reason, even though, but they could go much further than they go, because if these mezainas come from the lemailo, then they are inexhaustible. And they can't be counted. You can only count things down here, but when they're connected from the Rebbeinu Shloim and they come down, they can't be counted. The Rashba, the famous Rashba, I'll finish with this, and Rav Chaim Bolozhin brings, if you look at all the brachas, like let's say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Sha'akol Nieh Bidvolei. So there's something very strange about that bracha, because in syntax, we should finish Shakol Niyabit Borecho. Because I start speaking to the Rebbeinu Shloim, I say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Loimon, Niyanyu, second person. And then I finish in the third person, Shakol Niyabit Boroi. Right? Why do I do that? I should finish the way I started, Shakol Niyabit Borecho. You go through every single bracha that you say, you will see that they have the same contradiction. They all begin in the second person, and they all end in the third person. So the Rashba said that the reason is because what's down here, when the Rebbeinu Shloim said, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha," of course we can connect to the Rebbeinu Shloim on a certain level, but we know that he's you know, his machshavoisa, his machshavos are higher than our machshavos, and there is a certain level which is called echod when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, that the ultimate source of all things is something which is beyond our comprehension and can't be measured and contained, and therefore can't be addressed as atot. And every bracha is like a ladder. We climb through the Rivan, to the Rivan Shalom, from the Onoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that gives us access to this limitless source which we can only describe in the third person because it can't be measured or contained or by any container like an atu. And that's where all things flow from. And that's what we say, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Eloheinu Sha'akol Min HaDibrei. So then, ultimately, we connect it back to the source of all things from which things flow. So, our tefillahs are very powerful. A person shouldn't think that when he's davening, he's not doing something very important, because he is. Through his tefillah, each day, he's changing the world. He's changing the world from a limited place, which is a place of klola, a place where Bilam feels comfortable, where the midas of people are an ayin ro, and ruach gevoyo, and nefesh rechovo, and he's changing it into a place which is comes from the mekor hakoil, which is full of brocha, and is joined to the original brecha, where you could become a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, and you could have an ayin toiv, and a ruach nemucho, and a nefesh shvolo. And it's impossible to have these midas without doing this. So everything comes through this thing that Avraham started in the world, and which we continue as Bnei Bnei'am, and which we say in our first bracha, Umevi goyel Bnei Bnei'am l'man shemoy, because this is the way that will bring the Gula.